On vision. Babu, 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 babu. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with you.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boy, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa, baby, bapa, bapa, bapa.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I can tell, Jeff Sundin probably has been doing a lot of wishing as he's probably been in the basement drying his clothes for the last 3 weeks. Morning, Jeff Sundin.
I was doing that. I was sitting around looking out the window, watching the rain come down and the snow come down. Then I was watching the squirrels eat my bird food. And then I got a phone call from a buddy of mine who said, hey, you want to go fishing? And I said, sure. When? And he said, how about Thursday? So as soon as, just almost literally, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to clean up a couple of little details on the website, and I'm going to hop in the truck, and I'm heading towards the Bemidji neighborhood, and we're going to go fishing today.
Well, that's going to be good. It's going to be upper 40s and really not much of a walleye chop, 5 to 10, so.
Yeah, well, the walleye season, of course, isn't open, so we don't have to worry about that. We're going to try to catch some crappies. And he did a little bit of pre-fishing, well, pre-searching. He found some schools of fish on his graph. Nobody's actually dropped a line in the water and caught one yet, but he thinks he knows where they are.
All right.
And so I know where he is. So if I can find him and he can find them, we're going to be in business.
He's got a lot of pressure. He's taking a professional fishing guide along, and he's getting a little cocky right out of the block. So,
not really. I'm the easiest one in the world to please. That's how come you don't really want to tag along with me on my day off, because the first thing I stumble into, I'm liable to be satisfied. You know, it could be anything from rock bass to little sunfish to bullheads. I'm almost too easy to please when it comes to fishing. So that's why I have to work. Otherwise, I would never catch anything if I didn't have a little bit of that pressure on myself.
So now we've come from extreme fire warnings to extreme low water to nearly flood stages. What's going on out there?
Can you believe it? Mother Nature, she's got a flair for being able to ruin a perfectly good prediction. You know, when it comes right down to it, it was only about 10 days ago. People were wringing their hands. There's not going to be enough water for this. And, you know, now I've been in touch. That led to a question earlier in the week by one of the readers on the website. And so that led me to doing a little bit of research and called the Corps of Engineers and all that kind of stuff. And I had that, the article that resulted from all that was already posted on the web, and if you want to catch back up with it. But the long story short, we were below the target level on Winnie by about 3/4 of a foot last week, and as of yesterday, they were right at where they want to maintain their target water level. Is just right. I mean, they're within 1/10 of a foot away from it right now, and so we're just at the verge. If it goes another 6 inches, we'll be at the low end of the flood stage, and that's up at Winnie, and it probably will keep going up here for a little while, because anybody that's driven around the neighborhood, you can see all of the little creeks and rivers, the low ground in the woods, everything is filled with water. So there's going to continue to be some runoff for a little while, even if it totally stops raining. And some of the smaller lakes, they're up over their banks a little bit already. I was going to Monday, I think, or Tuesday, I was going to run up and check to see if the DNR had begun putting the walleye trap nets in up that little cutfoot. And before I got that far, a friend called me and told me that they were delaying it, that they didn't set the nets or they didn't plan to until yesterday. And so I figured I might as well go check the landing, the south landing at Bowstring, because that's always a popular spot. Folks want to know if there's good water in Bowstring or not. On my way up there, I got to the south access road, and there was a big sign across, closed until May 9th. You can't even drive in on the road. So I'm heading back home, made a stop along the way, ran into another friend who's got a friend that lives up there. He tells me that the water was flowing right across the road, and there was enough current that there was actually fish swimming in it, fish crossing the road in the current from the runoff. So there sounds like to me, even though I couldn't see it with my own eyes, it sounds like there's going to be plenty of water up there this spring when we get to the fishing opener.
But so, off the subject, but does high water help or hurt fishing?
Well, in terms of if you're in the boat and you're going out to try and catch a fish, it makes life a little more complicated because all of that extra territory gives fish little places to hide that we don't usually think of. You know, it's pretty easy to go out if the water is normal or if it's low. It's kind of easy to go out and find the shoreline drop-offs and things like that, figure out a couple places to fish. When it gets really high and it floods up into the bushes and the small patches of gravel that you can usually see from the, you know, along the shoreline, you can see places that would really be good if they were underwater. And when they do become underwater, then they are really good and the fish go find them. And it can be a little bit like looking for a needle in a haystack. All you have to do is think in terms of you got the same amount of fish, but in a larger area. And so the more territory you have to try and cover, the trickier it is to find them and be, I guess, to be efficient about it is what it really hurts. It's not that they won't bite or that you can't catch them. It's just a simple question of how many of them can you find and how fast can you do it? So from that point of view, it works against you. From the spawning and reproduction point of view, it's a good thing. You know, the more water you have, the more sanctuary places. And every species of fish, you know, if a sunfish can find another little hole in the wall or corner to spawn, that helps the population build a little bit. You know, same thing for crappies, another panfish. Now, this is sort of a modern idea. The DNR hasn't always known or thought that they knew this, but within the past few years, high water, they think, correlates to a better or at least an above-average spawning season for the walleyes. And 2019 was a good example of that. I was going through all of these Corps of Engineers charts and trying to teach myself what was going on. I noticed that 2019, the water level was really quite high compared to a normal season. And by the way, you can find links to all this stuff in the later part of last week. The fishing reports, April 9th, I think, is the exact date. If you want to check the website, you can see the charts and link to the Corps of Engineers website. But anyway, that was the supposedly the best ever of all year classes of walleyes on Winnipegosh. And if that's true, we're going to know it here this coming season because lots of those little fish were showing up this winter while guys were ice fishing out there. And if they survived through the rest of the winter and wound up moving through the shoreline this spring and get nice and fat and sassy, they'll start showing up late this summer and early fall. We'll see a lot of fish. That's a pretty optimistic, you know, that year class, that 2018 was good. 2019 was really, really good. It's nobody knows yet for sure. It's probable that last year's year class wasn't that great because there was just so many fish in the lake. But now if we have high water this spring, could at least be above average. So we'll kind of keep tabs on that and follow it. But high water in that case could turn out to be really good.
Well, Jeff, it is April 15th. This Saturday is the opening of trout season, and then we got 1 month to walleye opening. Talk a little bit about your excitement. We're getting there.
You know what? I got actually more excited since I sent you that little note about the trout season. You know, that was going to be kind of like ho-hum, yawn, I'll put that on, do a little thing on the website. And then I discovered something that's new this year that really did get me excited, because every year we buy trout stamps and we're always going to go try to catch some stream trout someplace. And I always wind up stumbling and scratching my head because I can't figure out where to go. And this year, I see that the DNR has come up with a new tool on their website called the Stream Finder. And I did a little bit of a test run on that thing before I started writing it up for the website this morning. And it is really cool. All I did was hit a couple of buttons, and within a half hour from now, I'll have links to all this on the website also. But I hit a couple of buttons, and voila, here it shows me a stream I've never even heard about, just a little bit outside of Bemidji. So I'm going over in that neighborhood today, so I'm going to go check it out and see what that looks like and where I might be able to get in and catch a trout. But any place that you live in the state, northeast region, northwest, central, all you have to do is click the link, and the map comes up, and it shows you images of where the trout streams are, designated trout streams, that you can go and try your hand at it. And I'm not a world's foremost authority on trout fishing, but I fish with lots of people who do this in the spring, and Minnesota does really have some great trout fishing. So, I mean, if you were sitting around the house wondering what to do this weekend and it's too soon for the walleye opener and you're not really interested in getting the boat out or whatever, you want to just go for a walk, this could really be a cool time to do it.
All right, Jeff, go out and get a bunch of crappies, light a stogie, and have a good day.
We're gonna. There'll be photos to follow.
All right. Confidence, confidence. I like it. At least we're going to get one of you with a cigar.
Right, yep.
Bye, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. We have a link on our Facebook page right now, jeffsundin.com. You can read up on what he was telling us about water levels changing so much in the last week.